My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Well, my dates end in disaster.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
Oh, boy, he's a big one. Look at him.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Man, I think I just ran over a goose-down pillow.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs. At the Sharkarosa Exotic Animal Ranch.
That's Jane. She's a little grabby.
A pack of hospitable little lemurs.
Ah, wow.
Have me for lunch. Ah. Then I get frisky with a ticklish camel. Intimate with a porcupine.
Whoa, whoa.
Keep going. It should pop out if it's a boy.
I babysit kangaroos.
Oh, I don't think we've ever captured a kangaroo fart on the show before.
Don't.
And just go nuts for wallabies. It's a fun day.
I'm getting the crap knocked out of me, man. Oh, God.
Well, there's something you don't see every day. A red skull and Old Glory. Every time I come to Texas, I see something unusual, it seems. Last time, we were driving around minding our own business, and I came across a sign off the interstate that said Snake Farm, closed for maintenance. Can't drive by a sign like that when you work for Dirty Jobs. So we went inside, and one thing led to another. It was only a matter of time before I found myself half naked on the back of an alligator.
Why is my shirt off, and why am I lying on another man who's lying on an alligator?
I'm not liking it any more than you are, I promise.
Weird day. But weird days are generally good, so we're back in Texas looking around, and we came across this. Sharky's Ranch, or the Sharkarosa, as the sign says. I've already pointed out the skulls. Take note also of the shark breaching the red cannon placed here for no apparent reason, and the dumpster in the driveway. How do you not go in? How do you get in?
Located about an hour north of Dallas, the Sharkarosa Ranch is a 26-acre sanctuary for rare and endangered animals. Animals from all over the world. Some cute, some friendly, some shy. And also some with remarkably big claws, sharp teeth, and short tempers. But working in television, that's pretty familiar territory.
Morning here at the Sharkarosa Ranch. Is it Sharkarosa or is it Sharky Ranch?
No, it's Sharkarosa.
Sharky, because I saw on the gate out there it said Sharky and Ranch.
Well, originally it was Sharky's Ranch, but when we opened to the public in 2005, we formed a nonprofit, and that's where Sharkarosa came from.
So officially, this is Scott Edwards, and this is Sarah Stewart. And you guys basically run the facility?
That is true.
Is it yours?
Yes, sir.
All right. Is it his?
He owns it. I run it.
See, it's important right away to identify the dynamic of this couple. So there are no sharks here, per se.
No sharks.
No.
Not yet.
No, she says that in a somewhat teasing way. Could there be the presence of...
Possibly someday we could have sharks.
The purpose of the facility, is it a zoo? Is it a... What is it?
So we're an educational facility. We give hands-on, up-close, personal attention to all the students in the area. We provide programs for DFW Metroplex, homeschool, public school, and private school.
Right.
We do about 20,000 students a year through here, Monday through Friday, and then we do programs for the public on Saturdays.
You know, these exhibits are so interesting because they're not zoos, and yet you've got some exotic creatures here.
We do. We also breed rare and endangered species and send them out to zoos all over the world. Because we do hands-on, by the time they're bottle-raised and go out to zoos, they've been handled by so many kids that they go to these zoos, and no matter where they are, they're comfortable, they're safe, and they end up being really good exhibit animals in zoos.
Comfortable and safe. And how many different species would you say you have here altogether?
We've got over 150 animals, probably somewhere between
50 species.
40, 50 species.
Wow. How many will I be able to see today?
All of them. You're going to be here all day, right?
Yes.
First up, primate handler Jennifer shows me to the lemur pen.
All right, right over here.
This looks like an exhibit.
Yeah, they're a nice big playground. These are ring-tailed lemurs. They're like the little acrobats of the lemur world.
Hello,
that's Fiona.
Lemur. Fiona? Was she, like, trying to say hi or kill me?
No, she's trying to kill you.
Good. So you got Fiona?
We got Fiona, Jane, Dulce, Lucy.
They look identical.
No, they all have different faces.
Yeah. Oh, now that you pointed out, I can see.
That's Jane.
Jane.
She's a little grabby.
Now, are they claws or are they pads?
They have fingernails like we do. It's their teeth you gotta watch out. They got like razor blade canines.
Located in the predictable position.
Uh-huh.
Just behind the lips, front of the face.
These guys are actually ruled by a queen.
Who is the queen, lemur?
Queen right now is Lucy, the one over there that has twins. So she'll let certain people come in and into the cage. Jane, as you saw there, she's a lot more aggressive.
Jane,
so,
here?
She's up on the doghouse.
All right. Scott, what are you up to?
I'm getting your protective equipment ready, Mike. You got gloves, right?
No, I had them. I put them down somewhere. I didn't know I was going to need them. All right.
I think I got another one, Mike.
Good. Do you have anything like in a grown-up, like a manly size?
Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Try that one.
Have you taken some hits in the lemur cage before?
I haven't, but, you know, of course, I don't go in there much.
Lemur's been around, I guess, for a long time.
Yeah, they're only from Madagascar. They come from one place in the world.
You were saying virtually every lemur is on the endangered species list?
Yes, everyone on the island that's left today. It's not so much the animal that's disappearing, it's the habitat. I mean, we're knocking down thousands of acres of rainforest every week.
Yeah, we'll do that, our species. We want wood. All right, so let's go in and do stuff.
And that's the reason for the helmet.
Wow.
Crap, that is a leaping lemur.
Usually it's her mom, Jane, that comes after you.
Where's Jane?
Right there. It's the first lemur I ever got stitches from. She just laid into my wrist.
Fiona, I think you drew blood. Did she get me?
Oh, you got a couple little holes.
Yeah, you can't let them get too far behind you. That's the problem. Come on, don't take my neck apart. I wouldn't have thought the lemur poo would smell so bad.
Well, theirs is usually more pelleted, but it's been rainy and wet, so it's all been kind of sitting here in the water, and it's...
Right.
Yeah.
Hard to tell where the poo starts and the mud ends.
What'd you do?
Don't do anything. What are they so angry about?
They just heard you make a noise, so they're talking.
Or eat.
Fiona, talk for them. Say beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep. What'd you say?
I don't know. Said something, some screwed up code. I don't know. She's trying to get the high ground, though. I've seen this before. He's got the high ground, which is a huge advantage.
At the Apes Ranch in South Africa, high ground was a key strategy for a pack of homicidal monkeys.
He knows he's above us, and he's got the sun behind him. It's ingenious. Yeah, that's what he does right before he bites you.
No matter how much respect we showed for the cute little critters, they still wanted to kill us. We're all gonna die. This lemur pen is deja vu all over again.
They're really like half cat, half monkey. Mm-hmm. Dave, check out these twins.
Oh, Lucy, show them your babies.
They poo a lot in their own house. I'm surprised now.
This is one of their favorite hangouts. They hang out in the little windowsills. And...
Lemurs are constantly marking their territory with powerful scent glands. Apparently, I'm not really welcome in their little house.
Marking the rope. That is some serious rope burn. Troy's about to get marked by a lemur. This way all the other lemurs will know that Troy is off limits. Lemur turds. Who's your favorite?
My favorite is actually Miko. He's not in this cage. He has his own special cage because he's my baby boy.
Yeah?
Yeah, see, I got my...
That's Miko.
That's him.
You gotta love your lemur.
I got him when he was a baby and raised him from little bitty. He'll be 4 this year, so.
He's going to be there a long time.
It's like my son. He's always going to be there, so.
You got a tattoo of your son?
Yeah, that's
really?
Him.
Oh, I thought you said like your son. You meant like that is.
No, that's like.
That's as my son.
Yep.
Are you still close with the father?
Yeah, he's kind of old and he's at another zoo, so, you know.
Yeah, so typical. Do their business and then run off. Post and brag for the other lemurs.
We pride ourselves on dirty jobs from featuring... Hey, buddy.
Ah! The 1 minute I take my glove off. What was I thinking? Is that Fiona?
That's Fiona.
What a...
Oh, yeah, it's all coming back to me now, just like South Africa, when our sound man got bitten.
Monkey 3. Crew nothing.
That's a good one.
Lemurs!
Should I put something on? A Band-Aid or something?
That's me.
Well, probably not going to stop bleeding for a while, so... Who's her name again?
Fiona.
Fiona. Yeah, I'm going to remember her. Take the glove off for one second. Never take the gloves off.
Coming up.
All right, have you ever sexed a porcupine before?
No.
Sexing a porcupine, a prickly situation.
This area here?
Yep, and you start kind of at the belly.
But eventually, yeah. I get the point.
That's a penis.
That's it.
Am I right?
That's it.
And later.
I know it looks like I'm chasing you, but you're exercising.
Spend enough time with a camel, and you start talking like one.
All right, so we're going to put a porcupine in the cage?
Yep, so the plan is to, we're going to put this against the wall, we're going to run the porcupine up in there and close him in, and then we'll bring him out here so we can get underneath him and figure out boy, girl.
And that's the job. The job here is to determine the sex of the porcupine.
Yep.
I love it.
Hey, buddy.
Now, porcupines, they don't actually shoot their quills, do they? They just open them up and then charge you?
If they feel threatened, they'll make their quills stand up and make themselves look bigger.
Uh-huh.
But in order for them to actually hit you with the quills, they have to turn around and run into you.
Impale
you. Once they stab you, then it releases from their body and they can run away. So if you do get stuck, it barbs like a fish hook when you try to pull it out, and all that little oils get in your skin. It's real irritating and cause a real bad infection.
Of course you can. Good, I'll look forward to that. Now, is this a, we don't know. Boy, girl?
Well, this one we know is a girl for sure,
uh-huh.
And we're hoping that this one's a boy so that they can be a pair. This is Sunshine.
Hi, Sunshine.
You a girl? Can you say hi? Oh, yeah, are you going to nibble on his shoes?
Now, what sort of family is the porcupine?
They're in the rodent family, so they have the real big rodent teeth that are constantly growing.
They're like a guinea pig, sort of, looking.
Yeah,
or a rat.
A guinea pig, yeah. All right.
So when he steps on that thing in the middle, the door will close?
Yep,
is that the idea?
On him.
Okay.
So if you want to grab a broom, let's try and get him in this corner. And let's see if we can't shuffle him back this way.
Sure. Hey, buddy, yeah, go in the cage.
You hear the tail rattling? There's long hollow tubes on the tail.
Uh-huh.
It forms a rattle.
Oh, look at that.
It's another form of defense. They make himself noisy, big.
So he can never back in there?
No.
Right.
I know. Actually went fairly easy.
Not
make
happy
sure we don't crush his little rattle tail.
Heavier than I thought.
These guys can get up to 45 pounds. The males are generally a little smaller. All right, have you ever sexed a porcupine before?
Let me think. No.
Well, what we got to do is, if it's a boy, we'll have to extrude the penis.
What is the penis extrusion technique?
All right, we're going to kind of crawl underneath the porcupine here.
Uh-huh.
You can see he's not very happy about this.
No, why would he? Or she?
The hole is back here. Kind of stick your fingers up and start rubbing the belly towards the back. Just under the tail, you got the butthole, and then
right.
You got another hole underneath.
Wouldn't it be simpler to confirm the existence of that hole first, or do you have to rub the belly to see if the...
Well, there's going to be a hole there either way.
Oh, there is? Oh, of course.
When you start over with Anatomy 101?
Well, because if there is no hole, what we have here is really the very first porcupine. Is this area here?
Yep, and you start kind of at the belly and then just rub back towards the tail.
Hey, just a little tickling in case you have a penis. Whoa.
Keep going. It should pop out if it's a boy.
That's a penis.
That's it.
Am I right?
That's it. So we have a boy for sure.
All right, well, this is good news.
You can stop rubbing him now.
Look, I don't mean if we've come this far. All right, so now at this point, we've determined you got a boy.
So we're good to go.
So we put them together and we let the porcupines do what porcupines
yes.
do. And how old is she? Sunshine?
She's about 3 to 4 years old.
Oh, it's like The Graduate. Man, you're going to meet Mrs. Robinson, dude.
Yeah, she's a cougar, so. And you can lift that up, and you should come tooling out. Quill's straight up, still mad.
Sure he is. Troy, I hate to bust it to you, man, but you're just standing in porcupine crap. So is a porcupine.
Okay.
You said they're oily. There's an oil in the quill?
Yeah, there's an oil that's on the quill. You can kind of feel it's kind of greasy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like hair. It's constantly growing. So when we come in the mornings, we'll have some of those that are that have fallen out, and we actually take them, clean them, and put them in our gift shop.
So is it fed with blood or anything, or is there any circulation at all?
It's just like hair.
Just like hair?
Yeah.
Really, really sticky hair.
That's sunshine.
That's sunshine?
That's a big one.
I had a ball, Sarah. I had a ball. Congratulations, Puka, with the penis and everything.
You get a little something on your neck. What happened?
I've been bit. I'm swelling up by your killer lemurs.
Time to feed babies. Do you want to help?
It was human babies?
No.
Good, because I'm so sick of my own. Sick of my own kind. Will I see you again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. What sort of food is this?
This is goat's milk.
No, it can't be goat's milk.
It is.
But it's powdered.
It's powdered goat's
milk.
So
it's powdered goat's milk.
It is powdered goat's milk.
All right.
If you want to be literal. Pour that in there.
I will. Would you like the whole thing filled?
Whatever you don't put back in the green thing, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It's bucket. Oh. I'm just teasing you. All right. Okay. You're going to pour a little bit of this in there, up to about a pint. It shows it on the side. There's the pint.
Whoa, gee. You're totally booby-trapped it.
Why are you looking at me?
You had me a slippery chartreuse container, not by the handle. I'm wounded from the lemur attack.
You're such a baby.
God knows how much poison is coursing through my system right now. I got evaporated goat's milk.
You're ranching it, buddy. You got to get dirty.
Ranching it?
You should
it?
Know that.
I'm not afraid
Hold
to get dirty.
Hold the top down, you're going to have more than water on you.
I'm shaking, right?
Yeah. Okay, that should be good. Now we're going to get more water because you dumped it all over the place.
It wasn't so much of a dump. There was a minor explosion in the pitcher.
We are dirty and wet all the time out here, so it's not a big deal.
What kind of tattoo you got going on there?
It's a Celtic knot garden that I designed. I'm going to put a kinkachu over it eventually.
The hell's a kinkachu?
It's the coolest animal in the world. Jen has a really cool cat too. You'll have to...
Yeah, it's on her shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Did you see it already?
Yeah. Milo or Milo or Milos?
Miko. Mine is Milo. Hers is Miko. Huh. All right. Fill it up to 3 pints.
I have it.
You got it?
I have the water. Yes. You may release. 3 pints.
You're still spilling out of it.
Am I?
No. You're good.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Aw.
You don't have to do it real tight.
What's it shaking?
No, it's good.
I don't want to shake it.
Like, shake away. It needs to be shaken, Mike. You're going to be on cleanup after this.
Now, what creatures are going to...
This is for Batman. He is a...
fictitious, fake character.
No, he is the real Batman. No, he's a camel. He's a baby camel. He's 4 weeks old.
Batman. So clearly he looks like Batman.
He looks exactly... I mean, you're not even going to be able to tell the difference. All right, let's
Batman
go
the
Batman.
Camel.
African crested porcupines are sexually mature between 1 and 2 years of age. The biggest challenge for a male is not getting intimate with the female, but surviving fights with any male rivals beforehand. One fight left nearly 1,500 quills littering the ground with a few in the nose of the victorious suitor.
Batman!
Hey, buddy, look at this. I got goat's milk. It's dehydrated. Evaporated. Oh, there's a lot of pain, but it's exciting.
As some of you may recall, I do have a thing for camels.
You're good looking.
And I think they have a thing for me. And even though communicating with them can be confusing, somehow we always manage to pull it off.
Pull it out.
Substantial penalty for early withdrawal.
I'm hoping baby camels are a little less complicated.
No, don't go that way.
You got to show him the bottle.
Oh, look, it's a bottle. I thought he saw
it. He's got to smell it. There we go.
Oh, geez, he can't see? Camels can't see so good?
Well, he's still a baby. His sense of smell is better than...
But he's got eyes the size of saucers. You ought to be able to see a thing of milk in front of him.
Pop it in his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have a hump yet because, obviously, it would hurt mom coming out. So they're born with no hump, and then as he gets older, the fat starts to develop here, and so it'll grow as he gets bigger. Make sure you always keep the air in the top and the milk in the bottom so that he's not sucking air. And you might want to turn your hands. It might be easier. There you go. I know it's probably difficult to use your hand with that vicious lemur bite.
Well, it is. Again, with all the toxin coursing through me.
Yeah.
No, will Batman drink the whole thing?
It totally depends. Sometimes he drinks one pint, sometimes he drinks all three.
No, I'm not going to try that.
Come on.
He's just sucking on it.
Don't be stupid.
I'm not being stupid.
It's pretty sweet.
Why don't you try
it? It doesn't taste bad.
Studies have shown you look funnier sucking milk out of a giant container.
Oh, that's horrible.
Sure it is. That's why I didn't try it. So what is Batman's parents' name?
Bubba.
That's funny. I'd have gone with more vowels, but whatever.
Goldie is his mom.
Uh-huh.
And,
what is it? Crap's good. Goldie and Crap. You got Batman. Son of Bat Crap. Come on, Batman. Finish it up. Come on, Superman drank it all. Get Marine Boy over here and the Green Hornet.
What is it, Lava Girl or Lava Boy and Shark Girl or something?
Something like that.
But you're not...
I'm not doing anything.
When he stops drinking, stop holding
I'm trying to send a message. I want him to know. As a dromedary superhero, you got to hold your end up.
It's time to happy camel dance.
What's that look like?
You're about to find out. What we'll do is we'll open this door up and we'll start running and let him follow us.
So why do we want him to follow us?
Yeah, well, he's got to get a little bit of exercise. Since he's still a baby, he's not up and moving all the time. So after we feed all the babies, we make him get up and exercise. Come on.
Come on, Batman. We're going for a walk.
Kind of walk a little quickly.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
B-Man, I'm going to get you.
The brightest camel in the herd, huh?
He's a boy camel. Of course he's not the brightest in the herd.
Borderline insulting right there. She calls it exercise. I call it scaring the crap out of the camel. Gotta say, this is the most suspicious exercise regime I've ever seen.
You gotta kind of tickle his butt to get him to...
You want me to tickle his butt?
Yes. You gotta make the noise, too.
I know it looks like I'm chasing you, but you're exercising. You're exercising, damn it. Go to the right. Now you're exercising. No, we want to go this way. That's it. Now we're exercising. Oh, no, we're not.
Take a nap.
That's exactly where he wanted to be. I could tell by the cooing, self-satisfied sounds coming out of him.
Take a nap.
Scared the hump off him. Okay, so we would probably need some new sort of formula.
Right.
For the ruse.
Right. Do you want to grab that and we'll take it back in the kitchen?
Are you sure you don't want any more? Had a lot of running around. Maybe another sip? No?
I think he just cussed you out.
I got enough friends. Good. So why can't we feed the kangaroos the camel milk?
Because that's goat's milk and they're kangaroos.
Yeah, but that's a camel and that's goat.
Yeah, but they're close. Their way their stomachs work and everything are similar. Kangaroos have to have a certain amount of selenium, like an amount so high that it's toxic to us. And so we actually import the kangaroo milk from Australia.
So the kangaroo milk is from other kangaroos?
No, it's powdered. But it's what the wildlife rehabilitators over in Australia have fashioned over the years.
What is it evaporated from? I mean, was it originally milk from something?
No,
or so
no.
It's just a combination
of
things?
Yeah, I'm going to get out of the fridge over here.
Okay.
It's all human-made, but it's the closest thing to actual kangaroo milk. You're going to put 50 milliliters. Mm-hmm. It'll show it. It's different on that side.
Even though I can't see it. Is it 50 or 60?
50. The line in between 40 and 60. Hey, you told me to shut up earlier.
Actually, I think my exact words were, don't patronize me. And you may just have. Does it smell bad, or will one of my boys let something fly?
It just smells weird.
They like it warm, do they?
Yes. And then we're going to add a little bit of water to each one. 20 cc's. So, yeah, just somewhere right in there.
Not much.
You just pour it really easy because that comes out kind of fast.
I noticed that. Sometimes it explodes.
Now, so which one do you have? Yes.
Mine says N.
That's for Nani.
Nani?
Yes.
And this is L?
That's Lolly.
This kangaroo's going to live with that for the rest of their life.
Lolly, Nani, Dilly, and Tully.
Dillweed. I can feel it now in my brain. The poison going all through me.
It's a primate. You share like 98% of your DNA with it. It can't be that different.
Maybe more now. Here we go.
One.
No? Mm-hmm. So just like feed a little baby, not that we know, not having babies.
Yeah, exactly.
But you've got sisters.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call them?
Rachel.
Floppy and Mopsy? I mean, how do you know what it's? You like to mix them up a little bit?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's like whack-a-mole, only with kangaroo milk.
Oh my God.
The goal of every job we do is to make sure there are a couple of sentences never before uttered in the history of human time.
Okay.
So the idea of juxtaposing the whack-a-mole game with kangaroo milk is something I'm fairly confident we haven't seen before. It's like a shell game.
Yeah.
Can I have two of those just so I feel involved?
Yes. You're going to do Lolly and Nonny.
L and then Lolly and Nonny.
Lolly and Nonny.
Don't do that high British thing. That's so over.
We want to do Lolly and Nonny. We're going to do it in the kangaroo pen. We're going to just sip the little nipples and the little pouches. We're going to squeeze, squeeze, squeeze and see what happens.
That was pretty funny when you did it, though.
Coming up.
Come on, Dillweed.
Cute little baby kangaroos are born to bounce.
I mean, they don't really box the way you...
No, what they're trying to do is launch those 3-inch toenails at you.
Well, bounce and kill.
Disembowel you, basically.
Disembowel you.
And later...
How about his claws? Are those sharp?
Oh, yeah.
I meet a cuddly little sloth I like to call... Spike.
This is the Joey pen.
Well, hello, Joey.
This is Lisa. Lisa, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Joey's our baby kangaroos. Mm-hmm. And this is Nonny.
Nonny.
Mm-hmm. Hold this.
She's got a bottle with Cindy. A pen on it somewhere.
Yeah. And let's get everybody out first.
So we got four altogether?
Yeah, we pulled four this year, four albino sisters.
Hey, albino. Now, are albino kangaroos rare?
They're very rare. We're actually the only successful breeders in North America of albino eastern gray kangaroos.
No kidding.
Money. Yep.
What makes you so successful when it comes to breeding?
I don't know. I think we have a lot more room than a lot of people, mm-hmm. and we're just here round the clock, so it's round the clock care.
Well, whose mouse am I supposed to shove this in?
Right there. Her.
Right here?
Yeah.
Hey, with the poo on the head. Look, look. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Is there anything else I should do while this happens? Would it be polite just to push the poo off her head while he's nursing? Or
you could lick it off like her mom would.
That's a real commitment to motherhood.
Oh, yeah. Well, think about it. When they're in the pouch and the baby goes to the bathroom, where does it go?
Well, I would imagine there's a little outhouse in there, a little latrine or something.
The mom would like it if there was, but actually she has to lick it up. And some of the urine is absorbed into the pouch lining.
I never really thought of that. A creature lives in the pouch for all those, for how long? Weeks? Months?
Months, different amounts of months, depending on the species. These will be in the pouch for 6 months and then come in and out for another 6 months. All right.
I have one with a little case of dirty bottom.
Dirty bottom.
Here.
When they eat wet grass, like when it rained the other day, it can make them have runny bottom. So we've fed them, so now it's time to potty them. You're going to hold one hand here, and this is the cloacia under here. This is where everything important happens from a kangaroo.
Right.
This is where they mate. That's where they go to the bathroom. That's where the babies come out of. And you just have to stimulate it. We use a wet wipe because
very
they're used
busy,
to their...
Very busy junction.
Yeah. Here, you want to show them with Dilly?
Wait, so the goal is to make them pee?
Yeah. That way they won't go in their pouch. You train them to go to the bathroom right after they eat, and then they learn to get out of their pouch to go to the bathroom.
These things are going to be spoiled forever once you go through a childhood like this. I don't even know. I didn't even know I had to pee. And a nice lady came along and rubbed me till I did. I'm never leaving this place. You didn't see this on planet Earth. Hey, she's biting me.
She's grooming you.
No, is she?
She's accepted you as a kangaroo.
Well, she's going to accept me probably as a fiancé in a minute if I do all this right.
Well. Okay, now. All right, now pull your hand back so we can see if she's seeing or not. Not yet. Okay, go ahead and do it.
What do we call this?
Yeah, well, you were like all up in there. That's why you got that.
Well, come on. You got to be in it to win it there, Sarah.
All right. Okay. All right.
Oh, and no, look, you in there with the whole forearm thing flexing and everything. I was trying to gentle it up a little bit.
All right, so you can, let's turn around. I think she's got some poo there.
Yeah.
The little arms are really delicate, so you never want to pick them up from there. Right under here, and then the base of the tail, and then you flip them and tuck them like a football.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Flip them and tuck them like a football. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to flip you and tuck you like a football.
Right, like that.
I did this to a goose once. Look at you, crapped all over yourself.
Now, Tully is our special little girl. Her mom, for some reason, stopped taking care of her. Mm-hmm. And so we pulled her, and she had stress fractures in her leg.
Oh.
So she's got her little camo on.
So we start standing the same way we did?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. There we go.
Sorry.
Sometimes I swear they pee more than they've drank.
Still peeing. Amazing. I feel like I want to pick her up and wring her out. Oh, I don't think we've ever captured a kangaroo fart on the show before.
Now we have to exercise them. Come on, girls. There's Grace. There's Grace.
Dillweed.
Go, Dilly, go.
Lolly, you're not getting your exercise. As these things mature, I mean, they don't really box the way you've...
No. They're trained to do that on TV. What they're trying to do is grab a hold of you, rock back on that tail, and launch those 3-inch toenails at you.
Disembowel you, basically.
Disembowel you. Make your outsides become, or insides become outsides. This is from a 10-month-old.
Yikes.
So you imagine what a 6-foot.
And it's those toes we're talking about right
there.
Yeah,
it's these toes right here. This is for grooming, these 2 toenails. Mm-hmm. Balance, fighting.
Killing. So yeah. It's really just the one major toe. In the center.
She's like, what the heck?
Tucker.
There we go. Okay. There we go. Now, if you want to see the pouch, inside you can kind of see that waxy material. It's kind of an antibacterial thing that keeps the baby clean.
So on a full-grown kangaroo, the pouch is about like that?
The pouch, I'd say, yeah, gets about like
water
that.
Bottle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are we going to actually do then today with these larger wild kangaroos?
The ones that we have that came in that aren't bottle-raised are pretty much wild, even though they're captive bred. So their babies, we have to pull them so that they calm down because they're going to go to zoos all over the world.
Right.
So if we just send them as adults, then they're not going to have a very happy and healthy life because they're going to be freaking out, running into things. You bottle raise them, and as you can see, they are fine with any amount of people, so they can travel, go to other zoos, they can be in zoos and have screaming kids and staff coming in, and it just makes their life easier.
So our job then with the wild ones is to...
pull the babies from the pouch.
All right, so let's go do that.
All right.
Yeah, let's pull the babies from the pouch.
All right.
Coming up.
Let's take her in this corner.
We chase a kangaroo.
These are very, very fast animals.
It's part Tasmanian devil.
Grab her tail, Mike. In here, we're going to catch some wallabies and kangaroos, pull the babies from the pouches. These are our wild groups. These wallabies actually came from New Zealand. So you always have to be aware about where you are. And if you're running to catch something, make sure you're not cornering something else because they will freak out and run into the fence. Say we're moving back because you think the roo's coming this way and you get them cornered and you don't realize they're cornered behind you, they're going to freak out. So just be mindful of where you are so that if you need to step out so they can get by you. If you don't do the catching, drop your net. Run to whoever's done the catching and help them hold the tail.
So when somebody gets one, everybody else drops everything and runs to assist the one who's
exactly,
captured one.
Exactly. You want to spin them out so that their feet aren't facing you.
Right, so the claw can't disembowel you.
Right. And we always take bets every time on who's going to get hurt this time. So,
by all means, let's throw some money down on that. You gave me this, lavender embarrassment. If we get a little one, it goes in there?
Yeah, the big kangaroo is going to go in that one because it's bigger.
How big are you going to get a big kangaroo in here?
The babies.
I specifically said big kangaroo.
Yeah, the big kangaroo versus the wallabies. The baby kangaroo is a little bigger than when we usually pull it because we wanted to save that one for when you were here. So she's a little bigger, stronger, and angrier than we would normally pull her.
What was that last word you used?
Pull her.
Okay.
Pull her.
I swear she said pull her. All right. Obviously, I'm just delaying the inevitable.
Yes.
Let's go bag some roos.
You want to point out which ones we're going to...
One, two, three, four.
The one all the way in the back corner. Yeah. Okay,
she's on the
one that's hopping now.
She's on the move.
Let's take her in this corner.
Yeah, let's take her in this corner.
How in the heck? These are very, very fast animals.
Okay, let her come around.
And she's got one baby in her pouch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that. They're doing a fake out. Do you see two of them, or is my vision just that shot?
Do we want to take her in that corner, guys?
Which one?
One in the back.
Second.
Oh. Grab her tail, Mike.
Get her tail.
I got it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, baby, let her go. Baby came out.
Okay.
Where's the baby? Jeez.
She popped out, Mike. We didn't have to pull her.
Keep up, okay.
Scared the hell out of me, man. I'm hanging a tail, yell, the baby came out. That sentence is almost always disappointing.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Let's put him in a pouch.
Yeah, let's put him in a pouch.
Okay. Pouch? Oh, jeez. I'm like, we gotta get the kangaroo back.
Now, just keep this together because he will come flying out.
Yeah, right there.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Little boy, about 8 months old. Now, hey, the buddy. Westerns we can pull a little bit later because they don't start coming out of the pouch until about 7-8 months, whereas the Easterns come out at about 6 months.
Eastern
gray, the albinos,
okay,
and then
right.
the light gray ones. You can see already how long these toenails are at 8 months old. The boys are twice as big as the girls when they're adults, so he will be about 150 pounds.
Okay.
I'm right over to Lisa, and Lisa
I'm
will...
sure he feels like he's right at home. Hi, Lisa. Here's a room and a pouch for you.
Thank
I was getting a little worried there. I didn't know nobody was coming.
Right, I was running as fast as I could. Jed, there's one in here. Wallaby.
You have a baby?
Yeah. I don't know how big it is, but we need to check.
Wallabies are close relatives to kangaroos. And like kangaroos, when a female has a baby, it has to be checked to see if it's big enough for bottle feeding.
Does this require a net?
Nope.
And also like kangaroos, the females really don't like that. No, they don't like that at all.
Oh. Jeez.
Don't.
Joe. Okay. Okay. All right.
I got
it. All right, Mike.
Yeah, sorry. No wallaby.
All right, down on the feet. On
okay,
the feet.
Okay, I got it.
You got it?
I got the feet.
Okay. Hold on, Mama. That's pinky.
Okay.
A pinky is a baby without fur.
Back out, guys.
Still too young to pull and bottle feed.
Okay, what number is she? What number is she?
She's number two. And she hit me in both of mine.
Yeah, what happened later? What happened?
Well, see, unlike Big Al, my testicles are, you know, in the anterior position.
All right, you good?
For mine.
At least one of them is. I'm getting the crap knocked out of me, man.
Instead of coffee breaks here at the Sharkarosa Ranch, they take medical breaks. A little time out to heal your wounds, try to stave off the swelling, infection, blood poisoning, that type of thing, just to get you in tiptoe shape so you can go out and mess with yet another animal that wants to tear you to pieces. Coming up.
What's his problem today?
Well, his claws are really sharp.
Time to cut his claws.
Yeah.
When you give a bear cat a manicure...
Your face, has there that those scratches?
From him. He just turned around and got me.
He just might give you a facial. After I request a break from the life-threatening animals, Jennifer suggests a sloth might be a safe bet.
Her name is Janet.
And interesting.
She has a little baby boy. It's about 2.5 months old. He's going to look at us.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
She strikes me as a laid-back mother at this point.
Well, you're not trying to take her baby yet, so.
No, that's true.
Janet, we got some breakfast here for you. You say hi. Hey, look, you can see her teeth.
I thought you were going to feed it in her nose there for a second. That would be truly alarming to learn the sloth has teeth in the nostril. So those are certainly canine. Those are incisors.
Those are pretty sharp, so you don't really want to get tagged by those.
In terms of aggression, on a scale of 1 to 10, when you're taking the baby from a sloth, is it the kind of thing?
It just depends on her mood for the day.
What will my strategy be?
We're just going to do the baby. And so you can get the baby's two front arms, and we'll get her off, and then we're going to just
Who's
put them on
Who's keeping the mother's canine teeth away from the flesh?
Well, hopefully the sweet potato.
All right.
Now, he has sharp little teeth, too.
He does?
Yep. Look, he's showing them to you.
Oh, yeah, he does. Look at that. How about his claws? Are those sharp?
Oh, yeah.
So everything's sharp?
Oh, very sharp.
There's a lot going on here, Janet. I'd just like to keep you busy with something. Oh, so good and delicious.
You ready?
I think so, yeah.
All right. We'll slide under her arm. Get the two little back legs.
Oh, and that giant hook. Oh, sorry.
All right. Now just let him grab onto your chest.
Is that wise?
Well.
Okay.
I just hold on to him. We're going to take him out of here so he's away from Mom. He's going to have to kind of duck under her.
Yeah. Well, she got me all pinned and angled in here. If I can't outrun a sloth, then I know I've turned a corner. Okay.
What do you think?
I think I got a sloth on my... Oh.
See, just like a little pickaxe.
Yep. Ow, okay.
I know, tell him.
I don't speak sloth so good.
There we go. I just want to get him used to being handled and everything so we can bring him out in our, you know, the education programs and everything. And then, you know, as he gets older, if we need to take him and do anything medically with him, it's not going to stress him out.
All right. So what's our goal with Junior?
Just get him out, just spend a little time handling him, and then just checking him kind of over as we have him out and making sure that,
Oh, okay.
You know.
So at a glance, everything appear to be in working order with the two-toed sloth?
Yep. He looks good. He's moving around good. You look at their eyes. His eyes are real bright.
certain aggression.
Teeth look good.
Teeth look
nice and
functional.
White. You ready to go back to your mama? Is that what you're telling us?
Does not like to be unhooked. No. Okay.
All right. You go right back in there. There you go.
There you go.
You got him back. You can go back and take a nap now.
Thank you. I'm exhausted.
At the Sharkarosa Ranch, they have a bear and they have a cat. But crossbreeding is not how this guy came about.
So this is a bear cat, and this is Scott. And what's the bear cat's name?
Brutus. Brutus the bear cat.
Brutus the bear cat is, what's his problem today?
Well, his claws are really sharp. They're tearing all our clothes.
Yeah.
Scratches on Sarah's face. We're thinking it's time to cut him.
Time to cut his claws?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, great.
This is claws.
I've seen bear cats before. I saw the one in, where was I?
Georgia.
In Georgia.
Hope Bennett.
Hope Bennett, yeah, she had a similar operation.
That was Brutus's older brother.
Do you remember his name?
Popcorn.
Popcorn's brother is Brutus. How old is Brutus?
6 months.
Yeah?
It smells like popcorn. Have you smelled a bear cat before?
I do. I remember smelling the bear cat.
See?
That's the weirdest thing ever. He smells exactly like popcorn. From here, he smells like something else. And he just peed everywhere, too.
Yeah, that smells like popcorn, too.
Yeah.
You gotta hold him still first.
Yeah.
Look at his little claws here.
Yeah.
You can see how the tips are white.
Uh-huh.
And then back here is kind of pinkish color. That's called the quick. That's the blood supply. So we don't want to go back that far.
You just cut
then
the tips.
Bleed. Nip the tips.
There. Now, your face, is there those scratches?
From him.
From him.
Yeah, he cut his eye, you can see, on a walk a couple months ago. And when we were trying to medicate it, it was just Jen and I holding him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just turned around and got me.
Well, that's no good.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Neither, really. The idea is just the tips, right?
Just the tips.
Easy, just the tips. I don't want to go too near. Is that all right?
Yeah, good, good.
It does sound like a baby. Easy, bear cat. What's the other name for a bear cat?
Binturong.
And where are they from?
Asia. They use them as pets. They're kind of like dogs.
Yeah, they seem so laid back, mild mannered.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah. This is a 4-person job.
Yeah.
Just the tips. There we go. God, that is just the right frequency to just make me want to stop. Hold still.
Good.
Ta-da!
All right, go, Bruce.
Alrighty, a little manicure for a bear cat. Bleeding?
I am. I got a scratch.
Oh, you got it under here too?
Oh my goodness! Did you get cut today?
Mangled, get bitten. Me and the lemur went toe to toe. But all in all, yeah, it's good fun. Thanks for having us out. I'm just gonna sit here in the bleachers.
We could do a presentation for you.
Would you?
We could. This is Jen's presentation area out here.
We could do it like a kabuki theater. You guys wouldn't talk, just big, broad.
Oh,
you'd
be so awesome.
Yeah, like Japanese mime.
That'd be cool.
A mime is a terrible thing to waste. This bear wants the milk. I want to give him the milk. But the bear peed on me, and then the bear pooed on me. It's a lot like you watching Dirty Jobs, but not going to discovery.com/dirtyjobs and suggesting our next idea. That's how I feel without your ideas, like a bear without milk. And you're like a viewer that poos on me. discovery.com/dirtyjobs. You can't growl and swallow at the same time.
I think he just doesn't like
me. I can't imagine why. I mean, he's expressed his love in such a obvious way.
Right over here if you want one.
How's your day going? Me? Pretty good. Some milk. Some bear pee. A little bit of crap.